magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's January 12th, 2015. And you're in for a real treat today. I have a special friend waiting patiently on the line. And I should make a couple disclaimers. She's had very little notice for this interview, so she'll be sharing, I'm sure, off the top of her head, or as they say, off the cuff. She doesn't even know what I'm going to ask or share about, other than, like many of you, if you were tuned in all weekend long, I've been promoting the Alpha Course and talking about my participation in it over the past year and how I've seen God use it in a number of ways. And you've probably heard, if you've been tuned in at all, at least one or two different messages about how I hope over the coming Monday and Tuesdays for the next 10 or 12 weeks, we'll be sharing excerpts, or actually the entire presentations by Nikki Gumbel, but I'll break them into like a Monday, Tuesday, because most of them run around 40 minutes. So I'll say more about that in a few minutes. But I felt like before jumping right into the Alpha series with Nikki Gumbel, that I would have a couple different people that I know that are very involved in Alpha or have seen how God has used it in their lives and then in the lives of the people that have attended. So I'll have a special guest sharing a little about that. Now, tomorrow I'll have Lene Smith. She's the regional director of Alpha USA, stationed out of Chicago. I talked with her the other day to get permission to utilize the Alpha course over the air, and she worked with those throughout the country and I think a call or two into London, and we got approval for Great News Radio to begin airing the Alpha course over the air. And the Alpha course is a unique course, and we'll talk a little about it today and some tomorrow to set the groundwork for our future Monday and Tuesdays, when we'll have Nikki Gumbel share the presentations that he gives in this video series. But it includes some fellowship time, a meal, and then there's a video series, and then generally small groups that'll be able to answer questions or have lively discussions on what was learned, said, or shared. So that's typically how the Alpha course is set up, and we'll talk a little about that a little more tomorrow. But by way of introduction, my guest who's on the line with me, her name is Helen Kaufman. She lives in the Urbana area and married to Milo for many years. As I asked her how many, she said many, many years, which someday I'll have them both in the studio because I just love them both. In fact, some of you might have heard me refer to their names a little over a year ago, because before I could even date Holly and get to know Holly, I had to go through meeting up with them, kind of the acid test. Holly said, you need to meet my two friends. They're the godparents of David, her number one son. And so it was about a year and a half ago that we began a relationship where I got to know them. In fact, I had heard of their name and knew of their witness in the at-large Christian community because of their work with Empty Tomb. They've supported the station in the past. They recommended an individual to be on Mark and Friends some years ago. And so I knew of the Kaufmans, but it's really been about a year and a half that I've gotten to know them very well and dine with them and be a friend and be a part of their lives. They also were a part of our small marriage ceremony. And so, Helen, thank you for being available. I should say as a disclaimer also that you're kind of one of my reluctant guests. And I say that reluctant in a positive way, that you're more of a behind-the-scenes person. You like to do the work at the church. You like to help in a lot of different ways, but you don't want to be in the limelight. You don't want the credit. And in fact, in a healthy way, you want it all to go to the Lord. Is that a pretty accurate description?
That is certainly true. That is certainly true.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I've worked hard to try to trap you into being a part of the morning program. I'll use the word trap because I've not given you much notice, and I just have asked you to be available for about 20 minutes because I want to talk about the Alpha program.
I'm happy to talk about Alpha.
Okay, then I'm going to talk a little about you. It'll probably embarrass you some, but maybe I can put it in such a way that this is representative of many senior saints like yourself that are crucial, instrumental, somewhat of a backbone to an area church. And so I'm speaking to a lot of senior saints that are those unique couples or individuals that the pastor can lean into, knowing that if something needs to be done, they can call this person up. I know you've served as an administrative assistant at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church for a number of years. You're the minister of outreach, where you help oversee the outreach ministry team. You help coordinate the conversational English classes for the international students. I know you help publish and put together like a monthly Praise and Press On publication and some other newsletter things. You're a retired English teacher, and I think you were the director of study abroad at Parkland College. Was that true?
Yes, that's right.
And involved in Empty Tomb, I know, for a number of years, and have just been uniquely used of God to mentor so many people, including my wife, Holly. In fact, she testified to me just this morning that she came to Christ a little before getting to meet up with you and knowing you, but it was you that really put feet on her faith and helped her grow and nurtured her along, because she was a brand new Christian. And I know you've done that, you and Milo, to many international students. You've had many visitors come over to your home, and you have seen that as a way that God has used hospitality and outreach for you to build relationships, not only for people locally here, but you have many international students around the world that you've influenced or have grown under you and Milo's tutelage, if you will. So thank you for bearing with me. Take those compliments to heart, because as you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it does influence other people. So thank you for your commitment to serving Him. And so before we get into Alpha, and I know that's my primary reason for calling, how did you come to know the Lord? Who was instrumental in your life years ago that really laid the groundwork for you to follow Jesus?
I think I would have to give credit to a youth director in my home church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who was a tireless encouragement and spiritual director for me and many other young people in a youth group when I was in high school.
Now, did you grow up in a Christian home, like attending church?
Yes, I did.
And it was through this individual that just took an interest in you, and was it through his teaching or sharing about faith? What was the point where you said, you know, I want to follow Jesus?
Well, I think I was in junior high school when I made that choice, but it was simply being there and talking and listening. Those were the influences that caused me to want to follow Jesus.
And I can't remember if I know this. It's one of those things where you might have told me, but I can't draw the specifics. But when did you meet up with Milo?
We met in college. We met at Greenville College in Southern Illinois. It's a Free Methodist college.
And was it love at first sight?
Perhaps not, but close.
Okay. And how long after that initial meeting did he propose?
We dated for a couple of years, then decided to get married.
Okay.
He was graduating, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're not familiar with Mark and Friends, I always ask some of the love story. And, you know, I know as a senior saint, maybe you're not used to people prying right into your life and, like, having you disclose everything. But you've just been an inspiration for me. I think I mentioned some months back during one of my Mark and Friends programs that of all the senior saints, the followers of Jesus that I know locally, I think I said that I've not known anyone else that's been more influential on helping people make decisions to get baptized than you, because through your relationships with so many internationals and locals, a lot of people have said they want to follow Jesus and get baptized. Did God give you this heart for internationals and to share the Christian faith with others these many years, or is that something that's maybe been the last 10 or 20 years? Like, why are you so passionate about helping people grow in their faith?
Well, let me talk about internationals. Certainly in the last few years, Milo and I have been very involved with a number of internationals. But as I reflect back over my life, even in high school, I had an interest in classmates who were from other countries. And, of course, when I was teaching at Parkland, I had an opportunity to get to know lots of internationals. But in the past few years, since we have been so involved with Chinese and Korean internationals who are guests in our country, I feel more and more as if I'm simply a spectator watching God at work. So it's really not something I sought out. It's just something that God seems to be doing before our eyes.
And you've seen him doing it through this Alpha course that you've helped host and facilitate the last few years. Tell us a little about Alpha.
Well, I think Alpha is a wonderful tool that does several things at once. And this is borne out in the responses we've gotten from people who have taken the course. It's an introduction to Christian faith for people who have barely heard the name of Jesus in the past, which would include some of the internationals that we've worked with. It's a great basic review for people who have been in the church and maybe called themselves Christians, but without real knowledge of what that meant. And it's an encouragement to faith for longtime Christians and a chance for them to bring friends to hear about the good news. So it's a wonderful God-inspired tool. We first heard about it probably in 1995 when we were visiting some friends in England, and they said, we've just done this program in our Free Methodist Church in Preston in northern England, and they gave us a copy of the Alpha Manual. So we brought it home, and I discovered that one of my good friends, Charlotte Young, had just heard about the Alpha course from her son. So that's how we first got involved in it, and I think several months later, we did our first Alpha course, which would have been about 1999.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that. I know the last few years you've been doing it, and I've been a part of it in various ways with Holly, and then we've even led a session ourselves. So you've been doing this on an ongoing basis.
I had to look back in my records. I was surprised to see we had been doing it that long. But the past 3 or 4 years, we have focused particularly on internationals and specifically Chinese in our Alpha course. And that's largely thanks to Holly.
Well, I know how much I've benefited. Like you said, it's an encouragement, and I've been in some of the small group discussions where the seekers ask real basic questions that, you know, as you've followed the Lord for many years, you forget, oh, yeah, like, why did the animals have to suffer because of man's sin? Or, like, one question that an individual that I even shared with our radio listening family, Ferry, when Ferry said, if I ask Jesus into my heart, will the Holy Spirit come in and help me with, like, anger issues? And it was so innocent, and yet it's like, wow, here's somebody really seeking and trying to understand the Christian faith. And I interviewed Ferry about a year ago, and it was just so neat to see how God brought her through those Alpha sessions, and then through you and other people that mentored her on the side or answered other questions that she had. And
I remember when Ferry was in Alpha, after hearing one of the sessions, she said, I agree with what Nikki Gumbel said. I have a hole in my heart. Something is missing. And it was after that that she found that Jesus filled her need.
Yeah, it was so sweet to see her and her husband and some of these international students asking questions, and that's why I'm excited to share the Alpha course over the air with our listeners, though I'm going to recommend that churches continue to get the materials and host it like the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church is doing, and I believe there's some other churches in our area, but I think this is
Mark, I think there are 10. I've counted up from looking at the Alpha website. When we started this, I think only Vineyard and Mattis Avenue were doing, I think there are at least 10 churches in our immediate area now who are doing the Alpha course.
Yeah, hopefully some of the listeners will call in, and I can highlight or point out some of the options that will be in the days ahead, and then as they listen to it over the air. That's wonderful, but I do want to say it'd be so much better in an environment where you can have people dining and sharing and fellowshipping and maybe a song or two. And then the small group discussion is what I enjoyed so much, even with like Milo and you, where as some of the seekers would ask questions, you know, we would really in a very non-threatening environment allow them to ask or to answer it without us answering the specifics, just letting them kind of work through and nurture through the question.
Mark, I do remember an answer to one question we got in the small group. You and Milo sang Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was.
you know, just Alpha can be done in homes as well. In fact, the Alpha people used to suggest that it was a better venue if you had a small enough group to host it in a home. And we have done that several times in our home.
Holly and I have talked about that. We're just across from a lane that has about 10 homes, and they're all neighbors that we have our block party once or twice a year, or if somebody has like a 70th birthday. And I've told Holly, and you know how she's so gifted with hospitality and cooking.
Oh, yes.
And so we've talked about maybe in the future days, maybe this spring or later in the year, we're going to have some of those neighbors over for a series. So, yeah, I think as our listeners will tune in subsequent Monday and Tuesdays and hear the Alpha series over the air, I think they'll see or maybe catch the vision on how this could be used in a small group or at work or in a setting at their church.
Sure. And people will come to your home who might never come respond to your invitation to church.
So that's the Alpha course. We'll be airing it on Great News Radio over the subsequent Monday and Tuesdays. It's broken into about 10-week sessions with an introductory dinner message and then a few other weekend sessions. But I think at this point I'm looking at doing 10 of the series, and they cover topics like who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, how can we have faith, why and how do I pray, why and how should I read the Bible, how does God guide us? How can I resist evil? Why and how should I tell others? Does God heal today? What about the church? And who is the Holy Spirit? Now, as you've viewed these many sessions over the years, Helen, do you have a favorite?
Nikki Gumbel is so charismatic and so funny when he talks. There are brilliant parts of almost all of those. Mm-hmm. How can I have faith is good. But those first two, who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, those are super, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to choose.
Yeah, I agree. I love how he delivers a heartfelt message, and yet he's a clear communicator. He has humor and storytelling. And so I think over the air, even though you miss some of it, because when he presents at the podium, you know, many times they'll shift to the audience or they'll share the scripture reference on the screen. So our listeners will miss out on some of that. And then certainly the fellowship time, the dinner, and then somebody to be there to answer questions. So I'm going to really hope that our listeners will listen to the series over the air and then get inspired to maybe purchase it or get the resources and have friends in their home or a small group, or maybe it's work colleagues, or maybe God will use it in a unique way.
I think when people hear these, they will want to invite friends to come to a church and participate in the full program.
It's called the Alpha Course, and I know you can find out more information at their USA website, alphausa.org. That's alphausa.org, alphausa.org, and they have a lot of links, a lot of information, and you'll hear us in subsequent Monday and Tuesdays talking all about it, sharing the ministry work of Nikki Gumbel. He read law at Cambridge and theology at Oxford. He practiced as a barrister and is now vicar of Holy Trinity Brompton in London. Now, did you say you attended that church with Milo some years ago?
Yes, we often go to London, and when we do, we always go to that church on a Sunday. If we're in town, yeah.
I've seen he's done many different messages and interviews on YouTube, and I did get his personal email, or his secretary's personal email, and I'm going to work maybe towards having him on the air. He doesn't do many interviews anymore with his involvement with the church and all the other work and ministry demands on his life, but we'll see maybe in the coming days if I can get a hold of him. But tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll hear from Lene Smith. She's the regional director of Alpha USA, housed out of Chicago, Illinois. Who knows, maybe if a church or somebody's interested in knowing more, tomorrow if they tune in, they can get in direct contact with her to how to get the resources and the materials and launch into this. But I know at the website, alphausa.org, there's all sorts of ministry resources and links about Alpha and the coursework and how to start it up in your church or home or small group. So, well, Helen, there's so much to say and share. I know how God continues to use you. How can we pray for you and Milo in the coming days, and where do you see God leading you to?
I can't see the future, but we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing, and I guess our prayer would be that God would help us not to miss an opportunity that He's putting before us.
Well, thank you, Helen, for your legacy, for how God has worked in and through you and Milo. Thank you for your faithfulness. I know you don't want to hear this, and I don't have you in the studio so I can have you blush and turn red, but senior saints like you are such an asset to the church, and thank you for serving at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. I know Pastor Coates and First Lady Cheryl appreciate you, as do I and Holly and so many, for your tireless efforts and all that. How do you keep giving out all this energy in these later years?
The energy comes from God.
Okay. All glory to God, Helen. Thank you for so much for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, listeners, you're going to hear all about Alpha in the coming days. Tune in tomorrow, and you'll hear from their regional director, Lene Smith. And then next Monday and Tuesday, you'll hear a presentation by Nikki Gumbel. So I hope you can tune in and be a part of Mark and Friends in the subsequent Monday and Tuesdays. So I'm going to close out with a song by Babbie Mason titled Each One, Reach One, dedicating it to Helen and Milo Kaufman and all of you that desire to reach one for the Lord. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But each one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, we all can lead one. We can lead one to the Savior. Then together we can tell the world that Jesus is the way. If we heed